Hey everyone, and welcome to this Risky Business feature interview. I'm Patrick Gray. And we're going to hear from Hilary Louise today. She's filed a feature on Linux malware for you all. The widespread adoption of smart and IoT devices, everything from drones and security cameras to thermostats and home routers, mean the developers of non-Windows-based malware have been quite busy. In fact, there's been an almost tenfold increase in the volume of these ELF samples submitted to VirusTotal over the past 2 years alone. That's according to a cohort of researchers from the Software and Systems Security Group, or S3 Group, at French graduate school Euricom, who set out in 2016 to develop an empirical study of non-Windows malware. They downloaded hundreds of daily candidate samples from VirusTotal for a year, resulting in a dataset of more than 10,000 binaries and the creation of a tool called Padawan, an automated framework for dynamic analysis of non-Windows malware. The researchers presented their findings earlier this year at the IEEE Symposium on Security and Privacy, and more recently at Reverse Engineering Conference Recon in Montreal. Risky Business contributor Hilary Louise recently caught up over the phone with one of these researchers. France-based Euricom doctoral student Emmanuel Cozzi, who says the land of Linux-type malware analysis is a bit of a nascent field. Here he is.
There has not been so much work around the binary aspect, let's say, of this malware. There have been work at the networking level. There have been works that are more blog posts published online about reversing and understanding this Linux malware. But we wanted to do this on scale. We wanted to do an empirical study, a large study of this. So that's why we ended up on Linux malware and let's say all the the study we did around them. Also because it was quite challenging because they are quite different respect to Windows malware because, as I say, they can run on a lot of devices. And the problem is that these devices are all different. So when we get the Linux malware, first of all, we should understand how to analyze them. I mean, how to create the right environment to analyze this malware because all these operating systems mounted on these small devices, but even desktops or servers, are all different. So this was another, let's say, huge motivation for this work. And that's how, more or less, we ended up on this topic and we wrote this paper.
Talk to me a bit about that diversity. Diversity inside of the larger Linux landscape. What sort of devices are we talking about here?
This is a problem because still, when we get these samples, starting from the binary file, from the file itself, we are not able to understand if that file, that executable, is for a security camera or it's for a router, okay? Because from the file itself, we can have insight of what the machine is, the architecture is. And then we should be able to understand the right environment. So this is the diversity problem. The diversity problem is that we have all these different devices. And the problem is that all these devices are running multiple architectures that are not the usual, let's say, common ones, at least on desktops and servers. We have Intel processors. We also have MIPS, Spark, or ARP that nowadays is really common. So this is the first problem. Then another problem, as I said before, is the operating system that is on these devices. So the diversity problem is covering the architecture, the operating system, then we should understand if we have the right environment. And this is probably the biggest issue here. Because if you get a sample for, let's say, I don't know, a router, and then you want to analyze it. So the problem is that our dataset is quite big. It's more than 10,000 samples. And we cannot analyze all these samples manually. We have to do this automatically. So we have to build from scratch sandboxes, virtual environments. So how do you create the correct environment to reproduce, I don't know, an IP camera and to let the malware run inside without any problems? So this is the diversity problem, that we want to analyze dynamically all these samples, but first of all, we must understand how to create the right environment in order to let it run.
So let's talk about some of the things that you did find. Who is writing these things? And what's the purpose? In my notes, I've got the majority seem to be denial of service or DDoS attacks.
Yes. So when you say Linux malware, nowadays. I mean, today you say Linux malware, maybe most of the people, at least most of the people with knowledge on this, they will say, ah, look, this is a DOSer. This is something to do with distributed denial of service. And it's true. We have a lot of these samples, also because we must consider that this exponential growth of IoT devices didn't leave time to developers, to companies, to secure their devices. So all these devices we have mounting Linux we have today, they all have problems. So sometimes it's really easy to infect a device and to do whatever you want on this. And since these devices are really a lot and are really widespread, maybe denial service is one of the most important problems. But so, for example, see that the Mirai malware, Mirai family, that is still, I mean, still active. We still see new samples every day, new variants. But then, beside this, we also found other kind of malware. But for example, also ransomwares. On Windows nowadays, ransomware are really famous. Every day we get a new ransomware. But we had the same also on Linux. For example, there was this ransomware called Erebus that infected a lot of devices, a lot of also, I mean, bigger appliances, but also, I don't know, the NSA. There was an article, I don't remember if it's 1 year or, no, it should be 1 year ago. It was about an implant, a Linux implant, probably, it's not sure, I mean, by reading the news, it was a Linux implant maybe developed by the CIA to exfiltrate, to sniff the network traffic. So we have DOSing malware, but we have also more of them. We also found, for example, a banking Trojan. So this malware, when infecting your computer, was just waiting for you using the web browser to access your bank account and to get data, to get credentials out of this. So DOSer, yes, we had a lot of them, but the dataset is more various. We saw that there are more different typologies of malware out there. And maybe in the future, we will have various families, more variants.
You were able to correlate to quite a few different families or variants of families, if I'm remembering that right. In the talk,
yes,
it was just kind of a note I made because I thought it was so interesting. It was a smaller sample set, but you were able to find some pretty interesting characteristics.
So we're starting by using the Windows knowledge. And we said, okay, we know that on Windows, malware are usually employing these specific techniques. Is it possible that malware authors readapted them in order to land on Linux? So by starting from the Windows knowledge that is very huge now, we try to move this knowledge to the Linux ecosystem to see if it's possible, to see if, I don't know, there could be also a one-to-one correspondence in the techniques used on one system or the other. So by doing this, we started extracting behaviors and techniques on Linux malware. Sometimes this is not enough. I mean, it could be there are also even more techniques that we didn't find yet. For example, I don't know, process injection that is super common on Windows. So this malware, when they infect your computer, they run what it seems apparently a benign program, like, I don't know, Notepad or a browser, and then they inject a payload inside it, and they run the malicious payload directly from the benign program. So, for example, we try to see if this is happening on Linux as well. And the fact is that on Windows, it seems that there are a lot of different ways to do the same thing, to do the same stuff. Instead of Linux, at least so far, there are less way of doing this. So we found, for example, process injection also on Linux, not on a lot of samples, but still this is happening. Or, for example, persistence. The number of samples doing persistence is not really a lot. Really, there were quite few compared to 10K, that is the full dataset. But still, there are samples doing this. And again, compared to Windows, on Windows, we have a lot of different ways to achieve persistence on the system. Instead of Linux, you have techniques that are less than Windows, but it's still happening. We also saw that there are samples adapting their techniques depending on the privilege on which the sample is run from. For example, if the sample is run as root, as let's say administrator of the machine, as the user with the highest privilege, or if it's run as a normal user. So for example, for persistence, we saw that there are samples adapting the persistence strategy depending on the execution privilege. So they can insert files or they can modify other files. But then if you are a normal user, you cannot do this. So you need a fallback. And then they will apply some other new technique and so on.
Did you see samples with evasion capabilities?
Oh, yes. I forgot about this. I had to talk about this just the question before. Yes, for example, evasion is something else. So evasion is really common in Windows. And we saw samples starting to do evasion from these environments as well on Linux. So what does that mean? It means that probably they know that there are people that are just starting analyzing them. I mean, they know that we are studying this malware, even if they are for Linux. So we found samples trying to evade major solutions, major virtualization and emulation solutions. But, for example, there was a sample also trying to evade something that is not common as, I don't know, a VMware solution for virtualization or QEMU solution for emulation. And we found one sample, for example, that was also trying to avoid IBM machines also that are not really common. So they are more mainframe. So we don't know why for this. But still, we found evasion also Linux. And this is something we had to consider because when we let the malware run inside the sandbox, if the malware is running as root, maybe it will be able to evade completely the system. And also, to confirm the thesis that they know we are analyzing them, there was one particular malware, one particular family, that once they detect they're running inside the emulation or virtualization environment, they print out a kind of joke, a kind of, let's say, funny message. So they want to leave a message to the analyst, to the researcher. So yeah, they know they are starting getting popular and more famous than before. So they know they have to adapt and to find new ways, let's say, to avoid at least dynamic analysis beside the static one, of course.
Well, let's talk Padawan and let's talk data sets. Are you offering access to Padawan or is it not that simple?
Yes. So for now, this framework is still, I mean, it's not open source yet, but in the future, we will release all the machinery, all the pipeline, the framework itself, Padawan, as an open source project. But for now, we created a web service on top of Padawan. It's reachable at padawan.s3.eurocom.fr. So if you go there, you can submit your sample. Then we get this sample and we run it with a normal pipeline. We discussed it in the paper and we discussed it also at Recon Montreal. And I want to link this with the previous question about the, let's say, the proper environment, the diversity problem. And in fact, when you upload your sample, when you select your file on your computer and you have to upload it, we also ask you, look, where did you get this sample? Is this sample coming from a specific device? And if yes, could you tell us from which device the sample is coming from? And this is to allow us to understand if this was a sample for a server or for a router. And to allow us to readapt again our pipeline, our tools, if necessary, and to create the proper environment. Because it's still possible that you have a sample and you want to analyze it, and we won't be able maybe to execute it. But we want to have the biggest coverage, as big as possible to analyze this file. So that's why we also ask you from which device this sample is coming from. But by the way, besides this, yes, for now, I mean, we have this free web service, as I said before, padawan.s3.eurocom.fr. We ask people to sign up and since, I mean, it's quite experimental for now. We are not a company with tons of money, so we cannot run a huge number of servers in the backend. So for now, we are still keeping it quite close. So you have to sign up. We have to enable the account because, I mean, we have to manage the resources we have.
Oh, yeah. And for anyone who's not familiar, Eurocom is a university, correct, in France?
Yes, university. Yeah, it's in the French Riviera, in the south of France.
Where do you hope this sort of conversation evolves from here? Clearly, there's this gap in empirical case studies and people focusing. I mean, even just in my head, you could pick different architectures and just focus on that, right? What are some areas that you hope that this will evolve into, either with research or discussions? And do you see that happening?
No, for me, the key point of this work is to show people that, first of all, yes, there are Linux malware, but maybe people already know. But we want to say, look, Linux malware have their influence. So they are rising up, let's say. Also, if you consider the jump up, we had over 2 years on virus total, but that's just an example. And another key point about this work, and that's something that we want to say to people, but also companies, because maybe companies are interested in this, we want to tell them what we covered before, that is the diversity problem. So when you get this sample, how do you analyze it? Because again, for a company, this is really important. Beside the architecture part also, or the execution environment, the environment, this malware. So this is a starting point, but I think it's already a main objective of this work. And then, yes, we wanted to talk also about techniques, at least to collect all the ones we were able to find in our dataset. And also, these tables could be important for companies again, because if you look at the tables on the paper, we list some techniques, or maybe companies want to take care of this, want to build counter defenses for these techniques. But the first part about diversity, about differences with Windows malware and how we can create the right environment to analyze this malware dynamically, respect to Windows one, it's really important because, I repeat, maybe the last time, I don't know, we cannot analyze malware manually all the times.
Emmanuel Cozy, co-presenter of Modern Linux Malware Exposed, which was recently discussed at Recon in Montreal, Quebec, doctoral student at Eurocom. You can find Emmanuel on Twitter, INVANO.
Yes.
Invano?
Don't ask me why.
Thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you to you. Thank you for inviting me.